Page Resh Ayin Aleph. Let's see. No, Resh Ayin Be. Ayin. One second. Ayin Resh Base Erif. The page number is. It's very confusing here because I keep on changing over here. It's really Resh Ayin Base. Okay, to make it easy, Resh Ayin Beis. But the problem is the word Resh Ayin Beis is Rov, is hunger. So every single sefer over here is hung from hunger. Resh Ayin Beis, which is Rov, so they change it to sweet Ayin Resh Beis. Erev, Orev, or evening. Okay.
That's the page number.
That is the page number. Okay, so look in between page Resh Ayin Aleph and Resh Ayin Gimel, and you will find Ayin Resh space. Because we don't want, very superstitious. Jews are very superstitious. Okay, you don't have Friday the 13th. So we don't want to say, Rav, hunger. So we say Ayin Resh space. We are in the middle. If you want to go by the sin number is Shin Mem Tes. Simon Shin Mem Ches. Shin Mem is before that was Shin Mem Ches. That's Sameach, right? Sameach to Samach or Shin Mem Tes. We're in the middle. We're in the second pack of Yachal. Okay, this is a very interesting idea. Yachal, I would think, Yoimer Adam Eini Makbid Al Mishim of Azoi. See, a person could say the following argument. Let's say a person says, you know what, I want to go be mevaze people barabim. I'll go to shul, I want to curse out people, just shoot from the hip, but the problem is you're not going to do that. Because it says in the pasuk, you have to l'reyacha kamoicha. You should not do to your friend what you would not want done to you. But you know something, I don't care. I already reached a low where people are mevaze me every single day. So once already I am in a situation where I do not care if people put me to shame, and the proof is they have put me to shame, and you know that's the way I am now. So once already I've been reduced to this level where I am a shameful person, so I now have a license to go and put other people to shame. Because the pasuk says you do to others, don't do to others what you do not want done to you. But if you don't care that they do this to you, so then that would automatically mean that you can do it to others. Yochel, I would think, Yoimer Adam, a person can say, being that, Eini Makbid Al Misha Mevazo, you see, I don't care if someone puts me to shame. Koch, likewise, Ani Avaze Adam Acher, I can do the same thing, I can now go now and put other people to shame. The rule is we're all the same boat. I'm not obligated to do for others more than I do for myself. So the answer to that is Lekach Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ohavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Now what does that mean? Just the opposite. This is a Raya Listar. So you have to go look over here in the Perush HaKadmon when he says something very fascinating. If what you're saying is correct, the Pasuk should have said V'yohavta l'reyacha kinafshecha. You shall love your friend like your own neshama. It's a very delicate drasha. The pasuk should have then said V'yohavta love l'reyacha kinafshecha, like your neshama. It doesn't say that. It says V'yohavta l'reyacha kamocha. There's a bit of a what's the difference? It's very hard to understand what he's saying, but I think what he means like as follows. There's a very big difference between the word nafshecha and kamocha. Kinafshecha means exactly like yourself. Kamocha creates a bit of a distance. Let me try to set outside first, and it means that if you right now, I don't care if you put me to shame. But theoretically, if I would mind if you would put me to shame, then there could be such a thing. So to your friend right now, does he want to be put to shame? No, he doesn't. So therefore, that's what I'm obligated to do. Right. I'm obligated to honor you. Like what did Chazal say? Kvoidoy shel Adam is Ritzoinai. Was it the other way around? Ritzoinai shel Adam zehu kvoidoy. Whatever you want, that is your honor. The honor is not defined by me. What do you like? Do you want me, when you walk into the room, do you want me to, I should really stand up for you? You're a great person. No, I don't want you to stand up for me when I walk into the room. I don't want it. I don't want it. Even though in society, you'll tell me that this person in society is recognized as being a very great person, a very great rabbi, he's a holy person, he's a very rich person, whatever it is, and society demands that we give you honor. Okay, that's what society demands. But I don't want it. I'm an exception. Okay, whatever you want, that is honor. Ritzoinai shel Adam, zehu kivoida. Okay, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, a person, let's say, you have a person that in society, they give a certain honor. And the person says, I don't want this. If what you want, that becomes the definition of kavod for you. Same thing. Over here, a person wants to be mevazeh somebody else. He wants to put him to shame. And his excuse is, look, the same way people put me to shame, and I don't care, so you know better than me. I'm going to put you to shame. No. You don't care. But if you would care, would you want someone to put you to shame, theoretically? If you would care, no. If I would care, I wouldn't want someone to put me to shame. So too, your friend, does he care? He does care. Does he want to be put to shame? He does not want to be put to shame. So therefore, that is a fulfillment of your hafta l'reacha kamocha. Kamocha does not mean exactly the way you are. Kamocha means what you want. Just like every person has certain desires, and your desire is what you want to be fulfilled, so to recognize that your friend has certain standards and you should honor his standards. You know, almost it's still scary. It sounds like wokeism. This is a very dangerous vart. What does it mean to be, what is the definition to live in a world today, never knew this word a year ago, to be woke? Shabbos, please. What does it mean to be woke? Okay, every day you read this woke. Means meshuggah. Means it really means meshuggah.
I don't want to say widow anymore. Said in the paper. Had an article in the paper. You can't say widow. It's too painful for the nurse to call him a widow.
What does it mean, Rabbi? What is the textbook definition to be woke? It means I identify as a cat. No. I am a cat. Therefore, I demand that you understand, this is what it means. I identify as a certain, as a tissue box. I'm a tissue box. Therefore, give me my space, you have an obligation to recognize me as the way I identify myself. That is the textbook definition of being woke, which is meshuggah. Basically, in my vocabulary, that means you're an outstanding meshuggah. But that's what it means. I identify as being a certain entity, a certain thing, and therefore I obligate you to respect the way I identify myself, and therefore, due to the argument makes absolutely no sense. There's a lot of humor. You take this to the nth degree, it's just crazy. However, I'm just using that as a springboard to appreciate what the Sefer Chassidim says as V'yohafta l'reacha kamocha. The pasuk does not say V'yohafta l'reacha kinafshecha. If it would be kinafshecha, then it would be carbon copies. If I don't care about myself, I don't care about myself. And because I don't care about myself, Mimela, I don't have to care about you. If that's what the Torah would accept, then we should say in the pasuk, "You have to l'recha kinafshecha." Just like I don't care about myself, so too I have no obligation to care about you. I can be mevaz you, just like people they say about me, I'm a nobody. Or I can publicly say about you, you're a nobody. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says kamocha, and I don't know the nuance of language, but kamocha means respect another person's, what his identity, there is a tinge in a good way, in a good way, of what we today we're familiar with, this thing called woke. Okay, you don't get upset when people call you a nobody, but theoretically speaking, if you would be upset, would you want someone to call you a nobody? Chas v'shalom. I happen to be, I don't care. But there are other things that you care about. You don't want someone to tell you that you're a shaita. Okay, you're not machbed if they call you I don't know, make up different examples. You're not machbed if they call you A, but you are machbed if they call you B. So you have demonstrated that there are things in your life that upset you. So appreciate that the other person also has things in life which upset him. They're not like yours. But the concept of he doesn't want to be called by this title. You have an obligation to respect that kamocha. Kamocha, not kenafshecha. Kamocha, if this is what means something to him, then Taka, you should respect that. It almost sounds a little bit like this concept called to be woke, but of course there are limits not to be a meshugana and do crazy things. But there is such a concept. That's what he said over here. So let me read it one more time. Yachal yom adam eni makbid al mishum avazah yisikach ani avazah adam acher shatara lo yitziv solel v'yisro yosem imeni. In response to that, lekach nemar v'yohavta l'reacha kamocha mi shedato. It's not exactly your situation. It's your das. Mi shedato ki datcha v'im makbid. And if that person's das is to be marked, just like every single person in his das, there are things that he's makbid on, so to appreciate what the other person is makbid on. The makbid, how are you, Amu? Batel ritzoincha mipnei ritzoincha veroi. And then he goes on to say, I'm not sure, I really don't know how this fits in over here, but there are limits. Ritzoincha verocha mipnei ritzoin hakadosh baruch hu. But in the event, maybe over here, this line over here is coming to, in fact, reject wokeism. And he's saying that if your friend wants you to identify him as a cat, then don't listen to him. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to identify him as a human being. And therefore, there are limits to how far you go to you are obligated to go to respect another person. And look over here. What does that do with this? Micha Mocha, who is like you, Baal Gevuros, referring to Hashem. There's no Ben Adam Lachaveroi in that.
You should respect him because he's a Baal Gevuros.
Hashem? There's no discussion there of Adam Lachaveroi in that expression. Where do you say Micha Mocha? Where are you saying Micha Mocha? Batel, what I mean over here is if a person says, I want you to respect me, and therefore I want you to be Mechal Shabbos in my honor. If you respect, the Sefer Chassidim told us that you should always respect another person, what is meaningful to him. And he says, you know, it's meaningful for me that you be Mechal Shabbos. Be Mechal Shabbos. And you're obligated. It says, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Just like there are things in your life that are important, and you want other people to respect things that mean something to you, so I want you to respect things that are meaningful for me. And it's meaningful for me for you right now on this day, Shabbos, to mechalel the Shabbos. Show your respect. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Do you want people to treat you with derech eretz? Yes, you do. I want you to treat me with derech eretz. And derech eretz for me right now demands that you desecrate the Shabbos. Excuse me, sir.
I thought you were focusing on the word kamocha.
So, excuse me, sir, I have all the respect for you, provided that it does not go against the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam says not in Mechal Shabbos, I have no respect for you whatsoever. I respect you as long as what you demand, what you enjoy, what you demand is not out of line with what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from you and wants from us as well. That far I don't go. Now just look over here. Look over here in the parish of the parish of Kadmon. Just to prove that I'm telling you over here, I'm not making this up. Midr Siv, the top line on the left side. Midr Siv, v'yohavta l'recha kamocha v'loy v'yohavta l'recha kinafshecha. That's what it's coming over to teach you. So really, the truth is, this paragraph over here really is a very, very apropos. He was ahead of his time, 700 years ahead of his time. There will be a generation where the world is obsessed with this thing called wokeism. And if you open up the dictionary and look at the word wokeism, it means that every person in this world has the right to identify with whatever they want. And wokeism is, and therefore you have to honor my will. If you walk into the post office and say, I am an envelope. And therefore, I identify as an envelope, and therefore, you have an obligation to go and put a stamp on me. You're sugar, right? So Chazal, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Sefer Chassidim, he says, Eino Chinami, there is such a concept. The Torah says, Komoicha, and does not say Kinafshecha, to acknowledge. Indeed, a person has to recognize a people have a right. They have a right to have values and have things which mean a lot to them, have value to them, and other people have an obligation to respect that. But there is a limit. There is a cutoff point. And the cutoff point is, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And if your demands of the way you identify yourself, what you value to be chashuv, is kineged the Ribbono Shel Olam, goodbye, get lost. I have no obligation to show you any respect. People that do these crazy things and they demand of you to respect that, no way. This kineged kol haTorah kula. There is a degree of respect in das, kamoicha v'lo kinafshecha, but not when it is kineged the Ribbono Shel Olam, the rules and the system that he put into place. If you notice, everything today is an extreme. In society today, people have gone, they've gone to extremes. They take this concept of respect and to an extreme. You have to have respect for me, even if I'm a meshugana. I have crazy ideas. Everything has the balance. And he says it right here. Ritzoin batel ritzoincha mibnei ritzoincha vercha. That's right. Respect. It means something to him, so respect it. Provided, uritzoin cancel the respect you have for your friend, mibnei ritzoin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If your friend is demanding of you things that is kineged the hashkafa of Judaism, of the Bajam, then I have no respect for you. Get lost. You want to go and think, consider yourself to be a cat? I have no respect for you. You're a meshugana. Get out of here. There is limits. Then he says something over here. The Mefarish over here says that the next line over here has nothing to do with what it said above. A whole different halacha. Ve'ata al binoscha al tishoein zeh hamevi atzmo lidei nisayoin. Never ever test Hashem. Never challenge Hashem. Don't ever say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can handle the Nisayon. This we learn out from David HaMelech. David HaMelech, he complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Shemona Esrei is not long enough. We're missing something in Shemona Esrei. We have to call up Art Scroll and add in a few more words. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, Velokei David. How come in Shemona Esrei it does not say Elokei David? So Hashem said the Avos were tested. You were not tested. So David says, test me. Come on, bring it on. Test me. David relied upon his bina, the albinoscha, tishoein. He relied, I can handle any test. I am so devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any nisayon that you give me, I will pass. Hashem says, you sure you want to do this? Yes, I want to be Elokei David in the Shemona Esrei. Test me. So Hashem brought upon him Basheva. The Nisayon of Basheva, an Eishes Ish, and he failed. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you were right. I was not worthy to be tested. And that's why the Shemoneh Esher remains only Elokei Aaron, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We do not say Elokei David because David failed the test and David made a big mistake by... That's right. That's right. In Echanami, that's right. That's why we have a lot of problems. That's right. In Echanami. Never, ever rely upon Valbinoscha Al Tishoein. Don't rely upon your Das. I always tell you that I'm sure he said... Over here, if Avram showed this, what he says, that everyone over here walks, he said in the room, only he can say this, everyone here has tainus on Hashem. You have a complaint. Everyone over here, they know better than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why did you do this? Why did you do this? Why you did this? Everyone is walking around. It's the human condition to walk around with a complaint. The second Getzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a violation of what it says over here in this Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, V'al binoscha al tishoein. You think you understand? You understand nothing. Tachlis hayidia neida, sheneida sheloi neida. The goal of knowledge is to know that you know nothing. And when a person starts challenging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can do things better, you're going to be in for a big surprise. Okay, let's stop over here. Let's now learn about Inyonei Pesach. I want to run through with you over here some interesting questions in Halacha. Okay.